Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny. Hello, Camelia, and welcome to another episode of Newt Ed. We're back in the studio. Hello to all our lovely listeners and viewers. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. How are you, Danny?
I'm very good. So we've spoken now twice already. Functional testing, we've spoken about gut health in general. Today, we're going to talk about, it's a topic we mention a lot on Newt Ed and a lot on Newt socials, the nervous system and gut health, the gut-brain axes. We're going to dive into this topic a little bit more because you have lots of information to share with us. But firstly, can you start with how does the nervous system directly influence our gut health and why is this connection often referred to as the gut-brain axis?
Yeah. So as we know, the nervous system and the gut are very, very interconnected, and this relationship is called the gut-brain axis. And I suppose if you've ever felt butterflies in your tummy, if you feel nervous or experience sort of an upset tummy, if you're stressed, for example, that's a really, really good example of that gut-brain connection. And that's your gut and your brain communicating, and this connection, whether that's our mental state, so if it's stress, anxiety, or if we're really excited, this can impact digestion. And so if we're particularly in a stress state, for example, then digestion's not going to be compromised. Like, the brain is not signaled that it's a safe or a good time to eat. And so it slows things down, causing things like bloating or constipation, cramping, just changes in bowel habits as well. So because of this link, if the gut is not in balance, it can also affect how you feel emotionally and obviously vice versa, as I just spoke about. So this is why managing stress and caring for mental well-being is just as important as diet when it comes to mental health. And by addressing both, we can support not only physical health, but also improve mood and energy levels as well.
What are some common signs then that someone's gut, you know, is not functioning well, their nervous system might be, you know, overactive and it's impacting their health?
Yeah, great question. So many women might notice, or women, men in general, might notice that they're not hungry in the morning because they feel sort of that really wired and anxiousness. Yeah. Throughout the day, they may experience bloating or discomfort after meals, and this can often worsen as stress builds throughout the day as well. So that's a really, really common indicator. Another one is sort of feeling difficult to unwind at night, as the mind sort of races, and that can make relaxation quite challenging as well.
And then sleep hard.
Sleep, and then obviously haven't had a good sleep.
Yeah, don't have a good morning the next day, it all flows on.
And then you sort of feel like those more processed foods, and that's obviously not going to be the best for your gut health either.
Yeah.
And eating on the go or in a rush, that can really impact digestion as well and slowing things down. So, yeah.
And then so what are some tips you have to help people, you know, you say like, help them when they're stressed? What practices and stuff can they do to kind of regulate their nervous system before they go into a meal or eating or that kind of thing to help stop these issues?
Yeah. So the ones I always talk about with my clients, and I find they work quite successfully. So trying to just get into that mindful state when you're eating. So removing any distractions, whether that's phone, trying to not eat at your desk, for example, not eating on the go, and just avoiding those distractions, really focusing in on the meal, what does it taste like? All the sort of five senses that comes with eating a meal can really help to get the nervous system from that fight or flight into that rest and digest state. Another one is just to take 3 or 4 deep breaths before a meal as well, can help to get into that more rest and digest state. Potentially going into a designated eating zone as well. So again, this is like not eating at the desk and eating in a zone that your brain associates with safety and somewhere it's not associated with stress, so that the nervous system
outside
can really calm down. Outside, under a tree, for example,
yes,
was another really great one. Yeah.
And now, is there any specific foods or nutrients that can also help, you know, support your gut and your nervous system?
Yeah. So this is a big area. There's lots and lots of different things. So to start off with, I suppose, if we make sure we can just have a really whole foods-based diet with a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and, you know, lean proteins, healthy fat sources, good quality sources of dairy, then we're probably going to be covering off on a lot of nutrient bases anyway. But if we want to go specific, so healthy fats is going to be a really big one because our nerve cells of the nervous system are actually comprised of fats. So it's really important that we eat enough fat.
So you're talking about avocados, olive oil?
Yeah. Things like that. Avocado, olive oil, nuts and seeds. And then also fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines are going to be fantastic as well. And then just those macronutrients. So magnesium is a really key one, really involved in those neurotransmitters and making us feel calm. And this is found in foods like cacao, dark chocolate, leafy greens.
Dark chocolate, that's a good one. We're encouraging.
Yes, antioxidants
yes,
too.
Love that. Can get behind that one.
But magnesium, it can be hard to get this in the large amounts that we do need. So oftentimes I do recommend my clients supplement with magnesium as well, just to get that extra boost.
And what is your favourite ways then, I guess, to – what do you implement in your life when you're feeling a bit stressed? To how do you calm yourself before you have a meal or to help your gut?
Yeah. So I really prioritise my morning routine. So I make sure that I give myself enough time in the morning so that I can have a meal, I can go outside for a walk, I can get in the sunshine to really just help me feel grounded and kind of in a positive energy for the day. I make sure that I can eat breakfast and I have a little morning routine that helps me go to the toilet every morning so that I'm not eating in a rush and skipping the toilet and going straight to work and being stressed, and then it just really
piles
things up. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Well, if you do share a lot of these kind of tips on your social media as well, we'll pop that link in the show notes because you have a lot of videos, you jump in daily telling people, like, if you have this issue, how to solve them. And so, thank you so much for joining us today. It was great to kind of jump into that topic.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to be back.